Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Daily Laws, 2021, a comprehensive collection of 366 life principles by Robert Greene that spans the realms of seduction, power, and the uncovering of one's paramount life task. This book serves as a distillation of decades of meticulous research and profound insights, encapsulating wisdom Greene has amassed over 22 years and presented in his series of celebrated works. Robert Greene, a New York Times best-selling author, has dedicated his life to the study of power dynamics and human nature. His profound understanding of history, combined with an acute observation of human interaction, has informed his widely acclaimed publications such as The 48 Laws of Power, The 33 Strategies of War, and Mastery. His authority in unraveling the intricacies of control and influence in human relationships has garnered respect from both historians and business leaders. The Daily Laws is an indispensable guide for followers of Robert Greene's authoritative work, individuals seeking to reconnect with their inner motivation and purpose, and anyone in pursuit of wisdom distilled from the lives of historical figures and the mechanizations of power. Join us as we explore the essence and applications of these 366 rules, offering a daily reservoir of guidance to transform your understanding of power, strategy, and human nature. The Daily Laws, 366 Meditations on Power, Seduction, Mastery, Strategy, and Human Nature. Introduction. Uncover the secrets to navigating modern life. Picture this: our distant ancestors, living in a world where every shadow could hide danger and every decision could mean the difference between life and death. Their lives were a continual high-stakes game against nature, where staying attuned to the stark realities of their environment was not just a choice, but a necessity for survival. Our brains have been sculpted by these demanding circumstances, sharpened into tools for deciphering the complexities of a threatening world. Fast forward to today, and the landscape of our lives has transformed dramatically. Gone are the days of dodging predators at every turn. Instead of hunting and gathering, we're more likely to be navigating the aisles of a supermarket. The threats of saber-toothed tigers have been replaced by challenges of a different kind: interpersonal and psychological battles, conflicts not with nature, but with each other. These modern-day adversaries might be less visible, but they are omnipresent, lurking within the complexities of human relationships and societal pressures. Yet, with this shift from physical to psychological survival, there emerges a temptation to disengage, to lose ourselves in fantasies and ignore the pressing realities of the world around us. This detachment, while seemingly harmless in a world where physical dangers are few, can lead us into a state of naivety, leaving us vulnerable to the subtler threats of modern life. This is where The Daily Laws by Robert Greene steps in. It acts as a compass, guiding us through the intricate realities of the world we inhabit today. Greene's work is an invitation to re-engage with our environment, to sharpen our perceptions, and to arm ourselves against the less tangible but equally real challenges we face. It reminds us that, although the nature of our struggles has evolved, the need for vigilance remains unchanged. As we delve into the lessons and insights of The Daily Laws, we embark on a journey of reconnection with the fundamental truths of human existence, updated for the contemporary era. This narrative does not just recount the evolution of our struggles from ancient to modern times, but provides us with the tools to navigate them, highlighting the enduring importance of remaining in touch with reality, no matter how much the facade of danger may shift. So, let us journey together, learning to wield the powerful tool that is our brain, not just to survive, but to thrive in the nuanced battlefield of modern life. Part 1. Embarking on a Year of Transformation with the Daily Laws. Welcome to the journey that spans across the calendar, a venture divided into 12 meticulously crafted segments, by Robert Greene, representing each month of the year. Within these segments, you'll find yourself exploring a compendium of advice meant to stir action and insight day by day. Termed as laws by Greene, these nuggets of wisdom form the essence of what we're diving into, the daily laws. Whether you're reading this in the heart of winter, the bloom of spring, or the warmth of summer, consider this the commencement of your adventure, your personal January, the threshold to a realm of self-discovery and mastery. Our first stop on this enlightening trek, the concept of mastery, specifically the cornerstone of this grand edifice, identifying your life task. Although the intricacies of mastery will unfold in due time, let us first turn our gaze towards an imperative beacon for our journey, rediscovering our childhood passions to unearth our life task. The unraveling of your life task may resemble less of a quest for external treasures and more of an archaeological expedition within the depths of your own essence. Let us take Robert Greene as our guide and exemplar. As a child, Greene was captivated by the magic of words, dreaming of a future swathed in narratives and prose. Yet, as the realities of adulthood and livelihood intervened, his path diverged away from the dream of novel writing, leading him through myriad professions, from journalism to a kaleidoscope of jobs across Europe. Despite the outward appearance of aimlessness and the internal battles with self-doubt, Greene was subtly tethered to his innate predisposition, a relentless passion for writing that, unbeknownst to him at the time, was his life task. It was this unabated commitment to his craft that prepared him for the pivotal moment of conceiving the 48 Laws of Power, propelling him into the stratum of renowned authorship. The essence of Greene's journey underscores the vital pursuit of reconnecting with those unadulterated passions of childhood as the compass for discovering your life task. It suggests that within the echoes of your early obsessions and joys lies the map to your destined path. Whether it's an almost forgotten enthusiasm for painting, an unwavering fascination with the stars, or the joy found in dismantling gadgets only to piece them back together, your life task is whispering through those memories. Embarking on this journey of rediscovery, consider consulting the repositories of memory held by those who've known you long and well, parents, grandparents, or family friends. They might hold the keys to the chests of your childhood wonders, helping you to unearth your life task, patiently awaiting its revelation. As we step forward from this point, reflect on the notion that each individual's life task is a unique beacon, guiding them through the fog of life's complexities toward a fulfilling path of personal mastery. What was it that set your heart aflame in your early years? The answer to this question might just be the first step in embarking on the most transformative year of your life with the Daily Laws. Part 2: The Indispensable Journey Through Apprenticeship. February ushers in the theme of apprenticeship within the Daily Laws, marking a period of rigorous learning and preparation that precedes the attainment of mastery. If this month were to be distilled into a singular, pivotal law, it would echo the unbreakable rule that the apprenticeship phase cannot be circumvented. For those aspiring to reach the pinnacles of their fields, recognizing and embracing this stage is not just beneficial, it's essential. Reflect for a moment on the luminaries and virtuosos revered across various domains, be it Leonardo da Vinci with his boundless curiosity and innovative creations, Bruce Lee with his unparalleled martial arts prowess, or even Robert Greene himself with his penetrating insights into power and strategy. A common thread weaving through their stories is an intense, often prolonged period of apprenticeship. This phase lays the foundational bedrock upon which the towering edifice of mastery is built. Contrary to the romantic notion of geniuses springing into the world, fully equipped with their extraordinary talents, the reality is far more grounded in persistence, practice, and gradual improvement. Consider Napoleon, whose military acumen seemed so otherworldly that some speculated he possessed supernatural insight. Yet a closer examination reveals a man who, driven by a ferocious ambition from a young age, dedicated himself to an exhaustive study of military tactics and strategy during his formative years in military academy. This wasn't a sudden spark of genius, but the culmination of relentless training and study, years of methodical preparation that allowed him to make decisive battlefield judgments that seemed instinctual. The emphasis here is clear and resonant. The apprenticeship phase is a non-negotiable, integral part of the journey towards mastery. This period, characterized by learning, experimenting, and occasionally faltering, is where the seeds of future expertise are sown. It's a crucial reminder that the path to becoming a master in any field is iterative, requiring one to be an apprentice multiple times over, with each new skill or role undertaken. Therefore, as you navigate the February of your journey with the Daily Laws, face the apprenticeship phase not with impatience or frustration, but with open arms and a hungry mind. It is here, in the trenches of learning and practice, that the foundations for your future successes are laid. By appreciating the value of this phase and leveraging it to its fullest, you set the stage for your evolution from an eager apprentice to a true master of your craft. The path may be arduous, but the transition from learning to mastery is a testament to the power of perseverance and the transformative journey of apprenticeship. Part 3, Marching Towards Mastery, the Continual Journey. March heralds the transition into mastery within the Daily Laws, shedding light on the fundamental truth that mastering any craft or skill is not a finite achievement, but an ongoing commitment. If one were to encapsulate this month's guiding principle, it would emphasize that mastery is less a pinnacle reached than a path continuously walked upon. This understanding reframes mastery not as a conclusion, but as a perpetual state of becoming, an enduring pursuit rather than a final trophy to be displayed on the mantle of achievements. The essence of mastery, as revealed in March, lies not merely in the accumulation of skills, but in the deepening and refining of those skills over time. This phase might be seen as an advanced continuation of the apprenticeship, where the focus shifts from learning from others to learning from the process of mastery itself. The moment one ceases to lean into this process, to hunger for more knowledge and skill, is the moment one begins to drift away from the realm of mastery. A critical lesson this month brings is the imperative to penetrate the inside of whatever endeavor you pursue. To illustrate, consider the journey of learning to play the piano. Initially, the piano presents itself as a mere array of black and white keys, an external, somewhat abstract challenge. The neophyte's perspective is that of an outsider looking in, unfamiliar and uninitiated. However, the true essence of mastering the piano, or any skill for that matter, is transcending this outsider status and becoming one with the discipline. Through persistent practice and dedication to the fundamentals, what was once a bewildering assortment of keys morphs into an extension of the pianist's own senses, enabling them to express and create with intuitive fluidity. Achieving this intimate level of knowledge and skill, getting to the inside, epitomizes mastery. It's a tactile, almost visceral understanding of a craft, where actions and decisions stem from a wellspring of ingrained expertise rather than conscious deliberation. Yet, even upon reaching this stage, the journey doesn't conclude. There's always more to learn, always a deeper level of insight and ability to strive for. True mastery is dynamic, an eternal pursuit of excellence with the understanding that the horizons of knowledge and skill are ever expanding. In embracing the march of our explorations with the Daily Laws, we learn that mastery is both a goal and a path, a state of being that demands perpetual engagement, curiosity, and dedication. Whether it's an artistic endeavor, a professional skill, or a personal quest for improvement, the march towards mastery is paved with the relentless pursuit of going deeper, of transforming external knowledge into internal wisdom. Mastery, therefore, is not merely about reaching a destination. It's about the continual journey inward, the unending quest to understand and excel from the inside out. Part 4, April, Navigating the Subtleties of Power Dynamics. As winter thaws into spring, our journey through the daily laws shifts its focus from the personal pursuit of mastery to the complex arena of power dynamics that permeates both professional settings and personal interactions. April marks the beginning of a 5-month exploration into understanding and adeptly maneuvering through the often undercurrent game of power that's constantly at play around us. The quintessential law for April, and perhaps one of the most crucial to grasp in the game of power, is never outshine the master. This lesson emerged from a poignant chapter in Robert Greene's own life, during a time when he was navigating various job roles, with sights set on broader horizons, long before penning the 48 Laws of Power. In his mid-20s, Greene found himself in a role as a researcher, where his job was to unearth fascinating life stories for a documentary series. Despite being exceptionally good at his job, displaying ambition, sociability, and a knack for generating brilliant ideas, he encountered an unexpected obstacle: his boss's evident disdain for him. Greene, naive to the subtle strategics of office politics and power plays, attempted to bridge this gap by engaging his boss more actively and involving her in his processes, only to realize that his efforts were exacerbating the issue. Ultimately disheartened and perplexed, Greene felt compelled to leave the job. The crux of Greene's predicament lay in inadvertently violating the cardinal rule of never outshine the master. His enthusiasm, ambition, and proficiency, rather than garnering appreciation, invoked insecurity and antagonism in his superior. This experience, albeit harsh, was a crucible that burned away Greene's naivety regarding power dynamics, catalyzing his transformation into a keen observer and savvy participant in the game of power. As we delve deeper into power's intricacies this April, the story of Greene's early career stumble serves as a poignant reminder of the delicate balance required when navigating hierarchical relationships and power structures. Never outshine the master encapsulates the wisdom of tempering one's brilliance and achievements in the presence of those in positions of authority or mentorship, not out of deceit, but out of strategic foresight and respect for the complex human facets of ambition and insecurity. This month underscores the importance of awareness and tact in occupational and social settings, where power dynamics are a silent yet potent force shaping interactions and outcomes. As we progress, understanding this principle becomes indispensable in not just surviving, but thriving within the lattice of relationships and hierarchies that define our worlds. Part 5. May. Understanding the ubiquitous nature of power dynamics. As we step into May, the Daily Laws imparts an axiom that is as stark as it is profound. The game of power never pauses, it is omnipresent. This reality encircles us, subtly influencing the fabric of our daily interactions and decisions. Acknowledging this game's existence does not inherently denote cynicism. Rather, it illuminates a fundamental aspect of human nature and societal function. The navigational choices with regards to this omnipresent game are categorically threefold: embrace it with fervor, deny its existence, or accept it as a natural component of social dynamics. Each choice bears its own set of consequences and insights into the nature of power and its role in our lives. For those who wholeheartedly embrace the power game, finding a certain thrill in manipulation and the art of influence, there lies the trap of overestimation. This Machiavellian enthusiasm blinds them to the multifaceted nature of human relations, where power coexists with empathy and cooperation. By neglecting these dual aspects and focusing solely on the darker elements of power play, they inadvertently set themselves up for downfall. The lesson here is clear: power, devoid of understanding and respect for its counterpart, empathy, is unsustainable. On the opposite end of the spectrum are those who deny the game's existence, either from a philosophical standpoint or a distaste for the machinations involved. This choice, while noble in its intention, can lead to marginalization in spheres where power and influence dictate the flow of opportunities and decisions. A refusal to engage, intentional or not, can result in being sidelined. a particularly poignant realization for those who aspire to make a positive impact or ascend to positions of responsibility. Then there's acceptance, a middle path that recognizes the game of power as an inherent element of human interactions, without necessarily endorsing or condemning it. Acceptance is not about passive resignation, but about understanding the dynamics at play and making informed decisions on when to engage or observe. This offers a strategic advantage, providing a vantage point to learn the rules and utilize them to navigate through social and professional landscapes wisely. The pivotal lesson for May is the acknowledgement that the power game is a constant, irrespective of personal feelings towards it. Acceptance of this reality enables a more nuanced and effective approach to wielding influence and negotiating the complexities of human relationships. By navigating the game of power with awareness and ethical discernment, one can strike a balance between ambition and integrity, ultimately mastering the art of influence while maintaining respect for the diverse motives and values that drive us all. Part 6. June. Mastering the delicate art of influence. With the advent of June, in our exploration through the daily laws, we delve into a facet of power dynamics that, while often cloaked in controversy, plays a pivotal role in the pursuit of influence and authority, the art of deception. At face value, society upholds honesty and transparency as the bedrock of integrity. The narrative champions the straightforward and the genuine, casting deception as the hallmark of the duplicitous. Yet, beneath this veneer of virtue, the complex dance of human interaction often involves a delicate balance between revealing truths and concealing intentions. June's guiding principle unveils a crucial aspect of navigating power interactions. Never unintentionally disparage someone's intelligence. This law serves as a reminder of the profound interconnectedness between intelligence, ego, and the human predilection for self-perception as supremely competent. Acknowledging someone's intelligence, or the appearance thereof, is not merely a courtesy, but a strategic maneuver in the intricate game of power. The resistance to accepting another's intellectual advantage is rooted in deep-seated ego and self-identity, with any perceived slight potentially seeding animosity and undermining your influence. The act of making others feel intellectually superior, then, is not a concession of your own intelligence but a calculated form of deception that serves multiple strategic purposes. It disarms potential adversaries, engenders goodwill, and most importantly, opens avenues for influence that may otherwise remain barricaded by pride and rivalry. By allowing others to bask in the glow of perceived intellectual supremacy, you create a conducive environment for advancing your objectives, all while maintaining a facade of humility and respect. However, navigating this law requires discernment. The application of deception in this context is not a blanket endorsement for manipulation or deceit, but an acknowledgement of its role as a tool among others in the quest for influence. Practical deception in the realm of power dynamics hinges on subtlety and the ability to gauge situations and relationships with nuanced understanding. It involves being able to adeptly manage perceptions without compromising one's ethics or losing sight of broader goals. As we progress through June, it's essential to reflect on the role deception plays in our interactions and its impact on the fabric of power relations. The challenge lies in leveraging this tool judiciously, recognizing its utility in certain situations, while being vigilant against its potential to erode trust and integrity. Mastering this delicate balance can be the key to navigating complex social structures and securing power, not through coercion, but through the astute management of perceptions and relationships. Part 7. July and August. The Art of Seduction and the Power of Persuasion. As summer reaches its zenith, the daily laws brings us into the months of July and August, each shining a spotlight on vital, yet often underestimated facets of power, seduction and persuasion. These two skills, while subtly distinct, wield immense influence within the complex game of power, teaching us that not all power manifests through overt strength or intimidation. Sometimes, the most potent forms of power are the ones that softly whisper rather than shout. July's exploration into the realm of seduction reveals an intricate dance between desire and denial. The quintessential figure of the coquette emerges as a master in the art of seduction, exemplifying how power can be wielded through allure and strategic retreat. By indefinitely postponing fulfillment and keeping suitors in a state of wanting, the coquette exemplifies a fundamental truth. Anticipation can often be more compelling than realization. This tactic of delaying satisfaction plays to our deepest human instincts, magnifying desire by keeping it unquenched. In understanding this, we grasp a form of power that operates not through suppression, but through the meticulous cultivation of curiosity and longing. August then transitions into the strategies of persuasion, focusing on the delicate balance between reward and discipline, as epitomized by Napoleon. Much like the coquette's mastery of emotional suspense, Napoleon's ability to maintain an air of unpredictability among his ranks, doling out praise and reprimands sparingly yet impactfully, underscores a profound lesson in human motivation. The rarity of acknowledgement or censure amplifies its effect, keeping individuals in a perpetual state of anticipation, driven to excel in the hope of merit or out of fear of disappointment. This strategy of keeping others in suspense, ensuring they remain eager to please and fearful to err, is revealed as a formidable tool in molding collective will and direction. The intertwined lessons of July and August underscore that at the heart of both seduction and persuasion lies the mastery of human psychology. Whether it's through the intricate dance of desire and denial, or the strategic use of reward and admonishment, understanding these dynamics offers a nuanced approach to influencing outcomes and winning allies. These months remind us that power, in its most effective forms, often operates under the guise of subtlety, through the strings of anticipation, the promise of satisfaction, and the careful calibration of hope and fear. Embracing these principles requires a careful balance, a nuanced understanding of human desires and motivations, and a discerning eye for the moments when to advance and when to retreat. The art of seduction and the power of persuasion, when wielded with wisdom and restraint, teach us that the most enduring forms of influence are often those that engage the heart and mind rather than demanding submission. Part 8, September, October, and November, steering through life's battlefield. As the year progresses into its final quarter, the Daily Laws offers us a trio of guiding principles for September, October, and November that collectively aim to equip us with the wisdom to navigate life's myriad challenges. Life, with its inherent struggles and unforeseen hurdles, often resembles a relentless battlefield. The key to enduring and thriving amidst these trials lies not in matching each confrontation with brute strength, but in cultivating the ability to rise above the fray, adopting a mindset geared towards strategic long-term thinking and emotional equilibrium. September introduces the principle of adopting an elevated perspective. This vantage point allows us to transcend the immediate skirmishes that daily existence entails, providing clarity and calm amidst chaos. It's about seeing beyond the present moment, guiding our actions and decisions with our longer-term objectives and core values in mind. This elevated perspective acts as a beacon, preventing us from becoming ensnared in the morass of transient issues that, while pressing, may detract us from our overarching goals. Moving into October, the focus shifts toward engaging with our negative emotions in a constructive manner. It's an analysis rather than surrender, a call to confront our fears, frustrations, and angers with a critical eye. Instead of being swept away by these emotions, we're encouraged to step back, examine their roots, and understand their triggers. This introspective approach enables us to navigate our emotional landscapes with greater awareness and control, transforming potential vulnerabilities into sources of strength and insight. November reinforces the value of pausing before action. In moments when emotions run high and reactive impulses threaten to take the helm, the act of pausing, whether it's delaying a response to a provocation or simply giving ourselves the space to breathe and reflect, can be incredibly powerful. This pause is not about inaction, but about informed action. It's a cultivated habit, a metaphorical muscle that grows stronger with each exercise, allowing us to choose our battles wisely and conserve our energies for endeavors that truly matter. As we navigate these autumn months with the guidance of the daily laws, we are reminded of the importance of strategic thinking, emotional intelligence, and deliberate action in the tapestry of life. By elevating our perspectives, engaging constructively with our emotions, and pausing before we act, we empower ourselves to navigate the battlefield of life with grace, foresight, and resilience. These principles, when applied, not only help us steer through troubled waters, but also enable us to chart a course that is aligned with our deepest convictions and highest aspirations. Part 9. December. Embracing the cosmic sublime. As we arrive at December in our journey through the daily laws, we reach a contemplative finale that elevates the insights from the previous months to a transcendent level. This month invites us to ponder deeply on the essence of existence, encouraging a shift from the tactical engagements of daily life to a profound appreciation for the grandeur and mystery of the universe. It's a call to reassess our priorities, guiding us to allocate our precious time to pursuits that enrich our sense of wonder and connection to the cosmic tapestry of life. The notion of the cosmic sublime is introduced as a means to rekindle our sense of awe and marvel at the universe's vastness and the miraculous phenomenon of our own existence within it. In the relentless whirl of daily responsibilities and societal pressures, it's all too easy to lose sight of the extraordinary beauty that surrounds us, from the majesty of the natural world to the astonishing achievements and potential of the human mind. This December, we are reminded to elevate our gaze from the mundane to the magnificent, to allow ourselves moments of reflection on the boundless dimensions of time and space, and to marvel at the intricate dance of evolution that has culminated in the complexity of human consciousness. By shifting our focus to these grander themes, we not only enrich our personal experience of life, but also cultivate a deeper appreciation for our place within the grand scheme of existence. Virginia Woolf serves as a beacon in this pursuit of the cosmic sublime. Her poignant realization of life's fleeting nature, sparked by the haunting beauty and eternal rhythm of the sea at her family's cottage, underscores the transformative power of connecting with the infinite. Woolf's subsequent portrayals of this profound encounter in her literary works exemplify how embracing the cosmic sublime can nurture creativity and offer solace amidst life's transience. As we reflect on the overarching message of the daily laws, it becomes evident that understanding and navigating the realms of power and personal growth are instrumental in our journey. However, December reminds us that stepping back to embrace a wider perspective, to acknowledge and appreciate the awe-inspiring mystery of existence, is equally vital. Though the game of power is perpetual, recognizing it as a facet of our invented social constructs allows us moments of respite, renewal, and inspiration. In this final month, we are encouraged to see beyond the immediate, to immerse ourselves in the wonder of the cosmic sublime, and to allow this expansive vision to infuse our lives with a renewed sense of purpose and beauty. This conscious alignment with the vastness of our universe serves not only as a source of creative inspiration, but as a wellspring for a richer, more meaningful existence. Final summary. Embarking on a journey through the daily laws takes us from the foundational steps of identifying our life task to the nuanced strategies of navigating the games of power and influence that pervade our daily encounters. Here's a synthesis of the insights and wisdom distilled month by month. The path to mastery. Our journey begins with the imperative to discover our life task, an endeavor that requires introspection and a reconnection with our childhood passions. Next, we confront the apprenticeship phase, a critical period of learning and growth that cannot be bypassed on the road to expertise. As we progress, we learn that mastery itself is not a final destination, but an ongoing process of refinement and advancement in our chosen fields. Navigating Power Dynamics. The game of power compels us to adhere to a crucial rule: never outshine the master. This law reminds us to navigate hierarchical relationships with tact and awareness. Acknowledging that the game of power is always in motion, we're advised to strategically engage with it, neither denying its existence nor being consumed by it. Deception emerges as a tool within the game, not as a daily practice, but as a strategic awareness of the realities of human interaction. The Art of Influence. As the year progresses, we delve into the subtle arts of seduction and persuasion, learning to allure through the delay of satisfaction and to command through the manipulation of suspense. The battle of daily life can ensnare us in a tactical hell. Elevating our perspective, engaging with our emotions analytically, and pausing before action offer a way out, guiding us towards strategic serenity. Embracing the cosmic sublime. The concluding months invite us to transcend the immediate, urging us to embrace the cosmic sublime. This perspective challenges us to marvel at the universe's grandeur, enriching our existence with a profound sense of awe and possibility. As we reflect on the year with the daily laws, we find a comprehensive manual for personal and professional development. From mastering our craft to skillfully navigating the dynamics of power and influence, and ultimately finding refreshment in the grandeur of the cosmos, this journey offers a framework for living a life of purpose, influence, and fulfillment. Whether the outcomes fuel our creativity, like Virginia Woolf, or simply prepare us for another round of life's game, engaging with these laws equips us with the insight and resilience to forge ahead with wisdom and clarity. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.